हरि ओम सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay, page 58. Okay. So this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Okay, so Krishna's considering. And let the perfection of Shringara Rasa and Union be perfected today by separation. When, by my expertise, I arrange for separation from Radha, when all the gopis, including Radha, are in a state of separation, I can appear and simultaneously appease all of their pains of separation equally. This is the proper preparation for the rasa dance today. She cried out, O Master, my lover, O dearmost, where are you? Where are you? Please, O mighty armed one, O friend, show yourself to me, your poor servant. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates, Radha speaks in lamentation, O Master, Nata, all my life errors are now leaving my body, which is burning with the forest fire of separation from you, and I can no longer maintain my life. You are the master of the life errors. Please appear immediately and preserve those errors. Do not think that I am praying to protect the life errors for my benefit. It is for your benefit, O enjoyer, Ramana. You left all the other gopis and went off in the forest alone with me for enjoyment. If I die, you will not be able to enjoy any more. Remembering me, you will lament in sorrow. Krishna replies, Let me suffer. What is it to you? Srimati Radharani responds, Because you are the most dear to me, Preshta, your sorrow will multiply a million times in me. Even if I die, I will not be able to bear the pain of one particle of your lotus feet, which are worshipped by all my life heirs. Therefore, to remove suffering, please be merciful and come near. Krishna replies, Well, if your life heirs have almost gone, how will I bring them back? Srimati Radharani responds, Your arms are a medicine which can revive the dead. By their touch, this body will become normal. Krishna then says, If you know your destination without me, then why did you give the order to me, the handsome son of a king, to take you where I like and make me uselessly angry? With sorrowful cries, she said, I am your miserable servant. Please come before me. Tired and sleepy from our pastimes, I spoke in that way. Please forgive me. Do not be angry. And although I am unworthy, you have established a firm friendship with me, O friend, hey Shake. Krishna replies, I am satisfied with what you have said. Please come here. Srimati Radharani responds, If you desire that, then I am here. I am blind with sorrow. I cannot understand where you are. Please come near me. Lamenting in this way, in a dizzy state generated from separation, Radha fell in a swoon on the earth. This should be understood from the word mohitam in the next verse. Verses 40 to 44. The gopis returned to the bank of the Jamuna. Sukadev Goswami said, While continuing to search out Krishna's path, the gopis discovered their unhappy friend close by. She was bewildered by separation from her lover. Footnote 22. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur assigns verses 35 to 40 to Bhagavad Arkamichi Mala. So that means 35. Okay, so this whole interaction between Radha and Krishna. Okay. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur assigns verses 35 to 40 to Bhagavad Arkamichi Mala, chapter 20, entitled The Sweetness of Rasa, Rasa Madhurima. which is in the Prayojana section of the Thakur's book. So just this aspect of being together, then the separation, then these are all the sweetness that's there in their relationship. So appreciating that sweetness, then these verses are given. Srila Jiva Goswami writes, whether Srimati Radharani was nearby or far away, she could be seen since she shone more powerfully than the full moon. She was suffering and had fainted, mohitam. Because she had been abandoned alone in the forest and was suffering, similarly, they gave up their hatred and united with her in feeling. Thus she is called their friend, Shakim. However, her own Shakis became absorbed in intense prema. Right, so all the others gave up that negative feelings that they had towards her. And so then they could deal on a proper platform. But those who were her actual friends, then they're becoming even more absorbed. So the ecstasy that they feel is much greater than what the others are feeling. Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, this is the test of Krishna consciousness. In the beginning, they were a little envious that Krishna had taken Radharani alone, leaving aside all the other gopis. But as soon as they knew that Krishna had also left Radharani and that she was alone lamenting for him, they became more sympathetic to her. So the whole point is you're all, whatever the situation, you're able to remember Krishna. That's the thing. You appreciate the devotees, you appreciate Krishna. It doesn't matter how things go, they're nice, there's reversal, it doesn't matter. Sukadeva Goswami continued. She told them how Madhava had given her much respect, but how she then suffered dishonor because of her misbehavior. The gopis were extremely amazed to hear this. Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur elaborates, right? Because Krishna said this is what he wanted to create, right? This amazement, right?
All right. What Radha said to Krishna? Why did it anger him so much?
Because of the pride. See, because there's the pride, but then in that pride, then she took the thing of just, you know, do with me as you like, and this and that, and so that means then he takes that that contrary role. Because of her taking on that submissive position, then he takes on the contrary. Does that make sense? So then that's what happened. Just have to put it there and then they climb on it.
No, take it off, right?
No, you have to put it in front. Yeah, and then they'll, yeah. Just don't move. No, they're going the other way. Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur elaborates. Srimati Radharani said to the gopis, it is Krishna's hard-heartedness that he left you all burning in thousands of fires of separation, while enjoying with me alone. Then I said in meanness to the mischievous son of a king, I cannot move. Take me where you want. That was my hard-heartedness, for in saying that I committed offense. Thus in two ways my mind fell into the greatest sorrow. This was manifested as displeasure towards Krishna, humility before the gopis, and misery for myself. The gopis were completely amazed. O dear friend, in giving to you what should be given to you alone, it was not hard-hearted on his part. And for you, independent in nature and tired from pastimes, to give him an order is not hard-hearted on your part. Rather, this is favorable for increase of rasa. But for the favorable lover to ignore the order of the woman after enjoying her and bringing her to such a miserable state is certainly unfavorable to rasa and is duratmya. Right, so now it's all about Krishna, right? So they've switched that. So instead of being favorable to Krishna and against Radharani, now they're favorable to Radharani, and now they're showing that lamentation to Krishna. How has the ocean of mercy, the possessor of the greatest prema, the pinnacle of the greatest rasa, done such a thing? In this way, they became completely astonished. Right, so that's what Krishna wanted to establish, you know, her position. Sukadeva Goswami continued. In search of Krishna, the gopis then entered the depths of the forest as far as the light of the moon shone. But when they found themselves engulfed in darkness, they decided to turn back. Srila Jiva Goswami writes, supported by her shakis because of her completely agitated condition, she and the other gopis began to search for him. They went searching into the forest as far as the moon spread its light, inferring from his footprints that Krishna had gone deep into the dense forest. They then left the forest. This is described in Vishnu Purana. Krishna has entered such a dark part of the forest that we cannot possibly see his footprints. Therefore, let us turn back from this area, which even the light of the moon cannot reach. They turned back because it was not possible for them, women, Striyaha, to enter the dark forest, since they were deeply fearful by nature. They speculated that he had entered the deep forest because of receiving ill treatment from them. They were eager to get out of that place since it was difficult to penetrate. So that he had gone there himself, and because it's dark, they can't go there, they wouldn't be able to follow, and because they're thinking that's his mood, that he's trying to stay away, then therefore there's no need to follow. So then they'll just go back and then sit, you know, in a favorable place, then sit and then absorb themselves in Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami continued, the minds absorbed in thoughts of him. They conversed about him, acted out his pastimes, and felt themselves filled with his presence. They completely forgot about their homes as they loudly sang the glories of Krishna's transcendental qualities. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates, when the previous state of unmada with minds absorbed in Krishna slackened, they began to discuss about Krishna, tat alapaha. O Ashwata tree, have you seen Krishna? In the medium state of unmada, they began to imitate his pastimes, tat viseshaha, such as one gopi imitating Krishna drinking milk. In a full state of unmada, identifying with Krishna, tat atmikaha, one gopi said, I am Krishna, see the way I walk. In this way, they forgot their identities and merged into Krishna's identity. Under the influence of previous impressions, they began to sing about Krishna's qualities in loud voices. Wherever we go to find Krishna, he flees away from here. Why should we give him difficulty in running through the forest? Without his wish, we cannot attain him. In order to illustrate the Shruti statement, he reveals himself to that person whom he shows mercy. Yam evaisha vrishnute tena labhyas. Katha Upanishad 1.2.23. He will reveal himself by his mercy. We can attain his mercy by chanting his name. In order to reveal this fact, they all returned to the bank of the Jamuna, where they had previously associated with him, and began to chant his name, Krishna Jaguhu. Right? So that's where he associated with him, so that's the natural place where he would interact with them. So they went back to that place, because that's where they were interacting with him, so they'll remember him there. And then remembering him there, then they started chanting his name, forms, and qualities. So they understand to get Krishna's mercy, you need to always be absorbed in Krishna and chanting his glories. Right? So that's the position. So that's why then the movement, the mission, is about chanting Hare Krishna. Right? That's the process we use, because it's to get Krishna's mercy. You only get that by chanting the Lord's glories. Right? So we see is that the topmost devotees are using that process, so that's the process that we use. Sukadeva Goswami concluded, the gopis again came to the bank of the Kalindi. Meditating on Krishna and eagerly hoping he would come, they sat down together to sing of him. Footnote 23. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur assigns verse 44 to Bhagavad Akrami Chimala, chapter 20, entitled The Sweetness of Rasa, Rasa Madhuri Ma, which is in the Prayojana section of the Thakur's book. So then, absorption in Krishna's holy name and chanting his glories of his name, form, qualities, and pastimes, that then gives that's where the sweetness of rasa can be appreciated. Here they're feeling separation, but from that getting Krishna's mercy, then they can be with Krishna. Sanatana Goswami writes, again they came to the bank where they had previously enjoyed with Krishna before he disappeared. They thought, having given us up here, perhaps he has come here to pacify us. Or, in absence of seeing him, they wanted to see the place where he had played with them. Thus it is said that they thought of Krishna, who attracts the heart and gives the highest bliss, Krishna Bhavanaha. They gather together there, thinking he has come here, or thinking of his pastimes there. So either way, he may come here or he was here. Right? In either case. They sang loudly so that Krishna would hear, or out of the nature of separation. Right, so they sang, so if he is around, if he's going to come there, then he'll hear them and be merciful, he'll come. Or just out of separation, they're absorbing themselves in Krishna. Nadukam paschabhi saha. There is no suffering in the company of five people. They sang about Krishna, the form of the highest bliss. Their pramanas did not leave their bodies because of their singing. No, their pranas did not leave their bodies because of their singing. They desired that he come. No other desire was there, and this desire for him to come did not disappear. They desire only to see him, with great pain and separation. This is signified by the word agamana, coming. Conclusion. Vishaya. Krishna enjoys more happiness with Radha, the essence of all joy, than with the happiness arising from his quality of Atmarama. Shamshaya. But if this is so, does this not indicate that Krishna is incomplete? Uttara. This is so, but Krishna is still complete, because Radha is Krishna's Ladini Shakti, arising from his very Sarup. Though she had the form of Ladini Shakti, during pastimes, her form transformed into the essence of joy, called prema. And prema reaches its highest pinnacle as Mahabhava. Though he was satisfied with himself, he enjoyed. He was controlled by her actions of Vibhrama. Being conquered by her prema, he offered everything to her. It is not a fault for the Lord, who is affectionate to his devotees and is controlled by the prema of the devotee. Rather, it is a great quality, manifested as the essence of his nature as Bhagavan, Nirnaya. Thus, in the Tantras it is said, the great Shakti called Ladini is the supreme Shakti. The essence of that Shakti is the form of Mahabhav, embodied in Radha, who is supreme in all qualities. Thus, though Krishna is Atmarama, he is eager to enjoy with Radha, and still he is perfect. So this whole principle that Krishna then is he's more happy with Krishna than he is than just what he gets by himself as Atmarama. So that principle, then it's not a fault. It's not something lacking, because his energy is the Sarup Shakti. But of that, then the pinnacle of that's the Ladini Shakti. So the form Radharani takes as Ladini Shakti, then that is the best. So Krishna being with her, then it is fulfilling that interaction, basically, in his own company. So it's just an extension of that. So then he is not. But it's the nature of Bhagavan that he interacts with the devotees, being complete in all opulence, right? Because as Atmarama means you're not manifesting the opulences, though you have them. But Bhagavan means you're manifesting the opulences. Yes?
No? So in the form of Krishna, he enjoys as the Vishayi. And then in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he enjoys as the Ashray.
Yes.
And then Atmarama is a combination of both. It's within himself.
Yes, but you don't have the aspect of the pastimes. You just have the aspect of... Yeah, it just means it's there, just appreciating. It means it just... He himself is so perfect that just being himself is perfect. But to extend that perfectness, then he expands and then manifests his potency. Otherwise, they're just there within him. So because he and them are non-different, so therefore there's going to be happiness anyway. But when they expand, and specifically when they take that form of that topmost, that Mahabhava, the topmost happiness, then his happiness is even greater. So being controlled by the prema of the devotees rather than just experiencing the existence of all that, then it's much greater. So existence is one thing, but interaction is more. Right? Means all the, just like, let's say, the family members are all in the house and they're all doing something on their own. But there's a satisfaction in that they're all there. Right? But when they interact, it's greater, the taste. Does that make sense? So the point is, Atmarama is the existence of everything is there. But when he expands the potencies and interacts, then you get a greater experience. Right? So since it's him, that's just his nature as Bhagavan. So it's the essential nature of Bhagavan, of interacting with the devotees. That makes the difference between him as Bhagavan, as Paramatma, as Brahman. Because Paramatma, then, he's God. He just, you know, controls everything, you know, manipulates the energies as what needs to be done. Right? But Bhagavan means that he's interacting according to what pleases the devotees. So... Yeah, it means if you put the Uttara and the Nirnayar together, then that's Siddhanta. You know, then it's like that. And if it's separate, then you can have the name like this. Means when you have it, when you have the Shamshaya, and then you just have an answer that clears it completely, then you just call it Siddhanta. But you can break it down into its parts. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that it's something different, it's just a matter of... Does that make sense? I'm just saying how the different things are used.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 31, the Gopis' songs of separation. Pratigya, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. Adhyaya Prakashika. In this chapter, the verses of Gopi Gita, which are like groups of lotuses, with prema as their honey and graceful tones and rhythms as their fragrance, are presented. These lotuses attract the bee called Krishna. Sardartha Darshani 10.31.1. Because the gopis had dedicated their minds and very lives to Krishna, they were beside themselves with the transcendental pain of separation. But their crying, which appears like evidence of misery, actually shows their exalted state of transcendental bliss. As it is said, Yata Deka Vaishnavar Vyavahara Tuk Nishchaya Janiha Se Paramananda Sukh. Whenever one sees a Vaishnav acting unhappy, one should know it for sure that he is actually experiencing the highest spiritual bliss. Thus each of the gopis began addressing Lord Sri Krishna according to her individual mode of ecstasy, and they all prayed for him for his mercy. As the pastimes of Krishna spontaneously arose in the minds of the gopis, they sang their song, which relieves the agony of those suffering from the burning pains of separation from Krishna, and which bestows supreme auspiciousness. They sang, O Lord, O lover, O cheater, when we remember your smile, your loving glances, and your pastimes with your boyhood friends, we become extremely agitated. Remembering your lotus face, adorned with locks of blackish hair, smeared with the dust of the cows, we become irrevocably attached to you. And when we remember how you followed the cows from forest to forest with your tender feet, we feel great pain. In their separation from Krishna, the gopis considered a single moment an entire age. Even when they had previously seen him, they had found the blinking of their eyes intolerable, for it blocked their vision of him for a fraction of a second. The ecstatic sentiments for Lord Krishna that the gopis expressed may appear like symptoms of lust, but in reality they are manifestations of the pure desire to satisfy the Supreme Lord's spiritual senses. There's not even the slightest trace of lust in these moods of the gopis. Shloka Anusharana. Summary of verses 1 to 19, the gopis' songs of separation. The gopis said, O beloved, your birth in the land of Braja has made it exceedingly glorious. And thus Indra, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake that we, your beloved servants, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you, so please show yourself to us. Right? Because this principle of the Santri Bhava of death, it just means they feel like dying. Not that they die. Right? It's just a feeling. So therefore they may feel like that, but then they move from that into something else. Srila Jiva Goswami writes, the gopis imply, in showing your suffering, in showing our suffering, you who suffered from others' suffering will directly appear. This is the deep meaning. What is that suffering? Those who have been accepted by you or who think they belong to you, tatvakaha, search for you in all directions, wandering here and there with great fatigue. They experience the greatest suffering in searching. They suffer for you. Otherwise, they would not suffer. The word dayita, beloved, indicates compassion. They utter this out of misery. No, because the point is they wouldn't be suffering unless they were suffering for Krishna. That's the point being made. Right? It's because they feel that Krishna's desires aren't being fulfilled, therefore, by not being with him, he'll be suffering. Right? So therefore, then, that makes them suffer even more. Therefore, then, they're feeling this. Does this make sense? Because it's about pleasing Krishna. The gopis continued, O Lord of love, in beauty your glance excels the whirl of the finest, most perfectly formed lotus within the autumn pond. O bestower of benedictions, you are killing the maidservants, who have given themselves to you freely, without any price. Isn't this murder? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. Those thieving eyes sprinkling a powder of mohana and unmara made us crazy, and thus freely made us give our treasure of conjugal pleasure and our life heirs, which we then offered to you. Thus, in the previous verse, the gopis said, our life heirs are held by you, Twai Drita Ashavaha. Having our treasure stolen, we are dying. And by doing this thievery, you are willingly accepting the sin of killing thousands of women. If you fear such sin, you should reveal yourself to us. The gopis continued, O greatest personality, you have repeatedly saved us from all kinds of danger, from poisoned water, from the terrible man-eater Aga, and from the great rains, from the wind demon, from the fiery thunderbolt of Indra, from the bull demon, and from the son of Maya Dhanava. Who is the son of Maya Dhanava? Who? Vyoma. Oh, okay. You are not actually the son of the gopi Jashoda, O friend, but rather from the indwelling witness in the hearts of all embodied souls. Because Lord Brahma prayed for you to come and protect the universe, you have now appeared in the Satvata dynasty. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates, the gopis imply, we think that you are the soul pervading all entities, Antaryami. The Antaryami, though seeing all the sufferings of the jivas, resides there in the heart very comfortably. We do not know the reason for your appearing in this world, as you are so indifferent. That means they're wondering, why does he come? Because he's here and doesn't get affected. But everybody here is so affected. Right? So there, Krishna's in the heart. He sees all these things, but he's not coming. So then they're feeling bad. Right? So that's what they're implying from, that he is the Supreme Lord. He's the Super Soul, like this. The gopis continued, O best of the Vrishnis, your lotus-like hand, which holds the hand of the goddess of fortune, grants fearlessness to those who approach your feet out of fear of material existence. O lover, please place that wish-fulfilling lotus hand on our heads. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates, O wonderful speakers, I disappeared in order to hear the nectar of words in anger and love. Now that desire has been fulfilled, take any boon you wish from me. Thinking of such merciful words from Krishna, the gopis, being relieved, began to voice their individual desires in four verses. Right, so Krishna had said that he had performed the pastime in this way to get them to speak directly. So we heard them when he first came speak directly, right, the gopis, when he was showing his indifference. Then when he left, now they're saying again, like this. So then this, that was the whole, that was, you know, I mean, what he had said in the beginning he would do. But in the process, he's bringing everybody up to the elevated position. Everybody's seeing their balance in the harmony with the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So all these, their own pride, all these things are being adjusted. But the idea was is he wanted to see this aspect. So seeing this aspect, then he would come back. So now they're expecting, since this is going on, now he'll return.
Yes. Is it something like the external and internal reasons from Mahaprabhu's
opinion? External and internal.
Taste, the rasa that he wanted to preach also.
Means, yes, you could say is that the point of elevating persons, attracting them to, then cultivating them, and then himself tasting that, you know, highest pleasure of rasa. You could say, yes, those are there. They would, because it'll all boil down to this. Prabhupada does, I think it's in the purport to Nityapada Kamala, the song. Then Prabhupada says the purpose of this movement is to be able to take part in the rasa dance. So that means one has to be attracted to take part, therefore the preaching mission. Then the preaching mission is there, but then it's about association with devotees. Because without association, one, you don't take up Krishna consciousness, but how do you cultivate Krishna consciousness? So the idea is just about preaching and not about cultivation, so that the whole culture of Krishna consciousness is neglected. Then that means the moving to the next step isn't appreciated. Right, and then the actual tasting of that relationship that Krishna has with the devotees, that platform of prema, then that's the topmost position. So in here, then Lord Chaitanya, being Krishna, he can taste that platform. We can. We can never get up to that level. But the point is we can assist in that taste. So that's the whole point. So by assisting, then we get the topmost benefit. So like that, you could say is there is a parallel. Right? Does that make sense? So, but don't try the tactic that we go out with the Harinam and start dancing, and then who's leading the kirtan leaves, and then all the people on the street now in separation, well, what happened to the kirtan? And all come together and start chanting. Don't try that. Right. The gopis continued, O you who destroy the suffering of Braj's people, O hero of all women, your smile shatters the false pride of your devotees. Please, dear friend, accept us as your maid service and show us your beautiful lotus face. Your lotus feet destroy the past sins of all embodied souls who have surrendered to them. Those feet follow after the cows in the pastures and are the eternal abode of the goddess of fortune. Since you once put those feet on the hoods of the great serpent Kaliya, please place them upon our breasts and tear away the lust in our hearts. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur enfolds the verse thusly. Other gopis said, place your lotus feet upon our breasts. To which Krishna might reply, why? The gopis continue, in order to diminish the pain of our desire. Because they have the greatest knowledge of love, the gopis, endowed with the greatest prema, without desire to remove their pain or attain happiness, who serve with body, words, and mind only for Krishna's happiness, who display the pain of love, youth, and beauty, beautiful form for increasing Krishna's conjugal joy, never weaken prema with their clever words, but rather weaken only lust. When one person sees that his glutton friend wants to eat, wanting to feed him from affection, endeavors to obtain four types of sweets. The friend may ask, where are you going? The other will answer, I am going for my own purpose, not for you. The affection for a friend becomes more attractive through the clever use of words. If he says, this is for your satisfaction, not mine, since I have no desires, then the prema is diminished. In the Prema Samput, it is said, as long as the light of prema does not show itself explicitly, it keeps the hearts of the two lovers lit constantly. But when it goes out through the door of the mouth, quickly it gets extinguished or becomes feeble. Right? Is that... Yeah. Well,
That's why Parakriya is what Krishna favors with the gopis.
Meaning? Means why would that? What would be the evidence of that?
Here, because as long as light of prema doesn't show itself explicitly, because when the relationships are established and they publicly know, then it kind of
yes, it would have that one aspect.
Like in Dvark.
Yeah, it'll have that one aspect, but still, I mean, the prema that's there is experienced up to Anubhava. So it's just below Mahabhava. So it's not that there's not great ecstasy, but to get the highest position, then that parakeya must be there. But here it's meaning that when you use these clever and crooked words, that's why it says the path is crooked. It's not straight. You know? And so therefore it's trying to increase that. So like he says, you have a friend who wants to eat. You know, a gluttonous friend. So therefore, you know he likes to eat a lot. So then you're going somewhere and you want to get him some sweets. So, and variety of sweets. So then he'll ask, where are you going? So you don't say, well, because you're hungry and you're my friend and I want to see you happy, so I'm going to get sweets for you, not for my own purpose, but just to please you. Then it's like, oh, okay. But when you say, you know, don't worry, it's nothing to do with you. It's just completely for my own purpose I'm going. Then it's kind of, well, what's going on? What's happening? You know, like, it just increases. And then when you bring the sweets, oh, like, you know, stuff like that. You know, I brought these all for myself. If you want, you can have some, but, you know. Like, you know.
That's the harassment? That's the original harassment part? Between
yeah. Yeah. But it's supposed to be on the platform of affection. So the form will be there, but we do it for ourselves. Therefore, it can, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Right? You know, but there it's always increasing. So that's why then it's not said. Right, so they don't say it. You know, so they say, in order to diminish the pain of our desire, they're not saying that you have this relationship and therefore we want to serve you in this way, so therefore to remove the pain that you may feel or to fulfill the desire you may have. But they don't say that. They just say to diminish the pain of our desire. You know, so they make it look like it's about themselves. Just like Krishna says, you know, you should do this, and he says, why? You know, or you do like that, what benefit will I get? You know, so you know what I'm saying? So they keep using this as the medium. So that's the point how rasa works.
We also know that there are different types of groups of gopis.
Yes.
And some that right wing.
Yeah, but it still doesn't mean that there's not these aspects to some degree. It's just less intense, that's all.
Yeah, because Krishna enjoys more when it's...
Yeah, because it's more intense. So it becomes more like this. The other one is a little bit more clear. That's why then with the swakya that will be there, it's more obvious, like you said. But it still doesn't mean that there's not these points in there. Like with Rukmini, the famous pastime with Rukmini, how is he speaking? Right? So therefore he's saying, you know, you're, you know, like the goddess of fortune, you're so qualified. All these other great kings, you know, wanted you as a wife, but you ended up with me and this and that, you know. So therefore I think for, you know, in this way, you know, for your happiness. And this, so he plays these opposite things, you know. So something that is, you know, that is established, then you may, here he's talking about it directly, though it's, you know, he's indirectly meaning the other, or in things that are indirectly, you know, I mean, direct things he talks indirectly. It's just all part of the flavor. That's why Krishna is expert in these things, and we're less good in these things. You understand? So, therefore, we're at the position, whatever we have, from our karma. But by devotional service, then you can improve the quality of our culture through the association with Krishna and his devotees. Hearing from Shastra, having that faith. So when we have that faith, then we can move forward. If we doubt, then we won't move forward. We're only as good as our karmic ability in friendship. That's it. It means all anyone has to do is think back. Okay, before I joined, what kind of groups of friends or how many friends did I have? Then thinking about that, then coming into Krishna consciousness, is it actually much different? You know, it's like I had tons of friends before, I would have tons of friends now. I only had a few friends there, I only have a few friends now. I had no friends then, I have no friends now. Right? But by devotional service, you can increase it. Because then you develop the good qualities by which you appreciate how Krishna and the devotees interact based on actual relationship, then we're able to function in that way. But if we doubt the Vedic version and that, then you're left with just whatever it was before. And then people talk in community, it's like a joke. Which people have community? I mean, in America, I mean, it's just, if you're one of those people that people who are talking community don't like, then those are the ones that have community. Right? Amish have community. The Southerners have community. Blacks have community. Hispanics have community. Right? But the group who talks about community, they're the one that doesn't have it. They just talk. You know, so that's the community, is that we all talk about community because we don't have it, so we're the guys that talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing, is that all the principles that develop community, that we're not willing to accept. But this is how it works. Right? And then they're more honest, more open, more direct, and then they wonder why the relationship falls apart. But that says right here, that's the way it works. The more direct it is, the less taste it has. Now and again, when it's so, you know, how you say, not direct, and then at a moment it may be direct, and that gives that taste because it's there, so then when it's there, but then it goes back into its other form. But if it's all just based on being honest and straightforward and this and that and all that and being natural and just saying what I feel like that, it just destroys relationships. Because the people who talk like this, they don't have relationships. They may think they do, but when push comes to shove, their friends aren't there. Right? But in these other communities, even though they may not talk to each other and this and that, if there's a problem, they're there. You know what I'm saying? It means, you know, in the non-community wishes there was community group, then they don't have a relationship with their parents or this or that, and they this and that. They don't go visit the hospital. They die. It's just like that. You have a problem, it's just the way it is. But these other guys, they don't talk to you. You know, it's this and that, and, you know, your brother, this and that. But if you're in the hospital, he shows up. He's there. So this is the difference. So that's the whole point, is that the Vedas establish what is relationship. And all this modern mumbo-jumbo is just that at best, mumbo-jumbo. It never will ever establish community. Never. It can't. Because it doesn't have the ingredients. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like this. If I'm going to cook a preparation, it's going to have no viscous liquid. Right? That means no oil, no ghee, no butter, no nothing. Okay? Have you ever had a salad without that? It'll kill you if you eat it, right? Like that, you know? Cows eat that. No oil, no salt, no sugar, right? No spices. Right? Is it going to be good? Can never be good. Anybody who knows cooking and knows taste knows it can never be good. People complain, oh, so much oil in this sabji. But there's an equal that much, if not more, in the salad. But they're fine with it. You know? You know what I'm saying? So you take all those things they say should be there out, and you have no taste. Right? Does that make sense? And so then, what do you end up with? So that's the whole point. The Vedas know how this works. Because Krishna and the gopis, they're the original tasters of rasa. Because in the conjugal rasa, all other aspects of rasa are there. We said all the other five rasas are there. But also the seven indirect rasas are also included there. Right? Except for, how you say? Horribleness.
Horror.
The last one.
Ghastliness.
But you don't have to worry. If you're feeling that's a loss in the material world, it is part of the conjugal rasa. Because that's generally how it always ends, right? You know, some really ghastly thing. Right? Hi, Sai. I think It's complicated is a euphemism for ghastliness. So the point is we can't not take these things. So by this time we have to be able to accept that. We're not looking at these, how would we make it go? It's just these are side things that this is what works. So if we accept that it's all about Krishna, then we're willing to accept the culture on which Krishna functions. But this super attachment to our own culture and demanding that our own culture is the best. In fact, I'm sure that that's what they're following in the spiritual world. In fact, whatever I do, that must be how Krishna dresses, eats, interacts, and all that. And even what, you know, music groups I listen to, Krishna must actually be listening to those. Like that. No? Yeah. So, these ones, what they're manifesting, it just weakens lust. It brings out prema. That's the whole point. When one person sees that his... Oh, yeah, we already said that.
That the gopis have no interest.
That the gopis have no interest in their own pleasure is indicated by the Lord's words, na paraye hum, I cannot repay the debt to you, which also show the Lord's being under their control. That Krishna is controlled by prema, not lust, is seen in all scriptures. If I place my feet on your breast, I fear I will commit sin. Fearing such a comment from Krishna, the gopis therefore say, if you destroy the sins of those surrendered to you, what is the question of your fearing sin? Right? People take shelter of his lotus feet or touch his lotus feet, it destroys all sin. So therefore, then why would Krishna get any sin? He's the one who destroys the sin. Krishna might pose, if I place my tender feet on your hard breasts, I will get pain. So the gopis continue, your feet follow the cows who go to very rough places to eat grass. If your feet tolerate that, then you cannot say that our breasts are too hard. Krishna might say, it is inappropriate to place my feet on your breasts, which are decorated with many ornaments. So the gopis continue, your lotus feet, the abode of opulence, Sri Niketana, will be the best ornament for our breasts. Right? Oh, okay. That's breeze. Okay. So that Lakshmi, she is always situated at the Lord's lotus feet, and she is opulence. Therefore, then, what's the problem? Does that make sense? Because he's saying it's so nicely decorated, it'll mess up everything. Yeah. Krishna may present, I am afraid of your husbands. So the gopis say, if you are not afraid when you placed your feet on the hoods of Kaliya, then why should you be afraid of our weak husbands? Right? So Kaliya, you weren't afraid, and he's, you know, everybody's afraid of him. Like that. And he had 1,000 hoods, right? 100 were prominent. So it's like he was dancing on those 100. But he wasn't afraid, so then why would he be afraid of their weak husbands, right? Who don't have... You know. The gopis continue. Right, so all these things are going on in their minds. They're saying what they're saying out of contemplating what's happening. Right? So this is then what is the sangati, but what's the other word that they use? In the Mimamsa, the sixth one?
Nigama?
No, that's in the Tatparyananda. But you know what I'm saying, all the different kinds of connections that are there. So they're showing all how these connect, how they're making these connections. That's why these connections are there and important, because of all the various considerations are there in relationship. Because one may ask, well, why are there so many things? Why can't it just be more simple? Because it's not just a logical thing. It's the aspect of what is the mood, what's going on. That's what's happening here. So because of that mood, that's why then things are unfolding in this way. And so then the major points are then said, and then the acharyas are revealing what's that connections between, what's the sangati, why did they say this? What were the considerations?
So we call Tatparyalinga, is that one? That was the book about?
Tatparyalinga? Yes. Yeah. But the sixth point of the Tatparyalinga. Then it shows that there's six aspects of that or something, right?
No, it's actually, this is how you connect the adhikaramas in six ways.
Oh, okay. The six ways you connect the adhikaramas. So the sangati there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that means in the conclusion, so in other words, basically the main point in the conclusion is given, but everything in between, everything, how that connects to the next one and all that, then that's what they're doing. So it's just like when you speak, let's say you're speaking something, you're trying to be very specific, are you not thinking at the same time? And so therefore you think, oh, no, we shouldn't say that way, we should say this way. That's all going on simultaneously while you speak. So it's not that things stop, and then we have a half an hour discussion, and then you say the next thing, and then... No, it's all just going on. So they are just speaking as it is flowing here. But at the same time, this is all the things that they're thinking. Does that make sense? Yeah, so that all goes very, very nicely. And he'll just take major things also, because he can't go too deep. The gopis continue, O lotus-eyed one, your sweet voice and charming words, which attract the minds of the intelligent, are bewildering us more and more. Our dear hero, please revive your maidservice with the nectar of your lips. So here's that, attract the minds of the intelligent, but they're becoming bewildered. So that's the whole, you know, these elements of the contradiction. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. O women more dear to me than my life, dear gems, you are my very life. I am not indifferent to you. Why do you not have faith in this servant bound by golden chains and golden prema? Have faith in me. You know me like the bangles on your auspicious hands. Hearing such words from Krishna, other gopis said, we have become overcome with bliss on tasting the sweetness of your words, which are composed of sweet syllables, madhuraya, with various meanings in each beautiful phrase, which reveal the mind of an intelligent person. Please rejuvenate us bewitched women by letting us again drink the nectar of your lips. Yeah. But the point is that she's saying, why don't you have that faith? You should have that faith. But the whole point is if it's directly said, that's where the whole thing, the taste gets lost. So that's why everything is all done in these, what do you call it? Various meanings. One set of words is used, but there's various meanings that are there. So it's the various meanings that increase the taste. Words are used, those are the medium. But then the other aspects, the unspa, that's what increases. That's what's done. Yeah? So then one has to understand or appreciate what's going on. The gopis continued. So that's why poetics is used so nicely, because in poetry, like if it's an essay, you're supposed to say exactly what you want to say. Right? But in poetry, it's about what's not said, what's alluded to, what could be said. Right? You know, it's just like, what do you call it? There's always in the school the literature appreciation course. You know that really boring one like that. So then in there, but what are they studying? Are they studying essays? No, they're studying poetry or things that have, you know, those kind of aspects. Hmm?
The classroom.
Yeah, like this where these things are brought out, because and then each teacher has their own interpretation, everybody in the room has their own interpretation, you know. Does that make sense? So like that, and then it goes on. But, you know, the exact thing that someone said trying to explain, you know, how you say the life cycle of a tsetse fly, is that then being appreciated, even though the guy used great language. Right? Well, means you know what we're talking about, or you don't know what a tsetse fly is. You know what a tsetse fly is. Okay. People still know what a tsetse fly is? Okay, good. Just to make sure it's just, how you say the Jurassic Age hasn't passed by too far, right? You know, like that. So we can still refer to, you know, how you say Lincoln getting shot and stuff like that. And the gopis continued, "The nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations, transmitted by learned sages, eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent." The BBT purport states, King Pretaparudra recited this verse to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Lord Chaitanya's Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, while the Lord was resting in a garden. King Pretaparudra humbly entered and began massaging his feet and his legs and lotus feet. Then the king recited the 31st chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the songs of the gopis. The Chaitanya Charitamrita relates that when Lord Chaitanya heard this verse, beginning Tavakatamritam, he immediately arose and arose in ecstatic love and embraced King Pretaparudra. This incident is described in detail in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 14:4 through 18. So this is a very important point. So then again, you see, this is the Santikar mission. So you have that, then that association, then that tasting, that nectar of the association of the Lord with the devotees, the qualities, that the activities, then that's all. So those are the three aspects of the mission. Srila Jiva Goswami gives an alternative reading of this verse. Krishna may pose. Until I agree, you can pass your time speaking topics about me. To which they respond, your topics are our death. Kata mritam. But they take it the other way instead of the amrita, the kata mritam. Those topics will destroy us. Why? They give pain to our lives, like adding water to boiling oil. Your followers praise your topics, saying they can destroy sin. We have heard that those topics are auspicious, though we have not experienced that. Those topics are spread by persons who, proud because of their beauty, Srimat, are disrespectful to the devotees. Those who speak these topics are great destroyers of life, Buddhida. The verb do means to destroy. These topics give intense pain. What use are those topics to us who desire to live for a moment with hopes that you will bless us? Right. So just by hearing them, they become more and more absorbed in the ocean of separation. So in this way, then it's that. So then they'll say like this. But it's like, but what is being said here? Like that. So until I agree, then you can pass your time doing like that. But it says this is what he wanted to hear. They're saying, we don't want to hear this, but this is exactly what they're speaking. You understand? So this is the taste that's going on. So we see it's much more in all these kind of things. Because people don't know how to do this, then it just gets down to physical interaction. As long as that goes on, they have a relationship, and when that stops going on nicely, then they don't have a relationship. What to do? But the point is here, it's the discussions, the interactions, the moods. That's the taste.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanand.